Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Here it is, the final week of the regular season of Major League Baseball.
Crazy.
Right. What's crazy is we're still in the hunt.
We're still in the division hunt, even, technically.
Yeah. A game.
Technically.
One game is all, you know, but it's still, you're in there. That's mathematically, Brewers can still win the division. And still in the wild card hunt. That's the real hunt.
That's the real hunt.
So that's where we are today, Fireman Jim.
Yeah, we kind of got it taken to us last weekend. Some great games, though. I mean, that was a playoff.
I don't think it was taken to us. Well, I think it was just good baseball that didn't go our way.
It was. I mean, three straight extra inning games. Just exciting baseball. I mean, that atmosphere there. I went to one of those games. I mean, it was electric. A lot of too many Cubs fans, though. I still can't.
I blame that. That
get
falls,
past that.
Falls squarely on Brewer fans.
Well, it is because they're selling them their tickets.
Right.
So, what do you think? Solution? Should the Brewers just jack up the prices for the Cubs games and let them have at
then
it?
Then Brewer fans would never go.
Well,
that'd be all Cubs fans, Fireman
wait a
Jim.
Minute. Just for Cubs fans, or you can't have two level pricing, can you?
Well, we have the five county program, or the that they do it in April, where you get the five county discount if you live in Milwaukee. Racing
five county discount.
Yeah, remember that they do that in early in the
season. Yeah, they spread them out now throughout the season. It used to be like five games on a homestand. It's like, oh, this is the five county games or something like that. But now
some kind of surcharge on something, or
I don't know.
Five games out, five games left.
It's just annoying.
What's the realistic playoff scenario?
A wild card. I mean, that's for the Brewers, that's their last chance.
Well, the Rockies woke up last night. They jumped out to, 6-0 lead fairly early and just played it out.
We have five games left. They have four games left.
Right, they get Thursday off.
Yeah, so we kind of have to go 5-0, 4-1. I mean, the Rockies just kind of have to 2-3.
Well, winning out would definitely not hurt. Even winning out, you might not get in at this point.
No,
so.
No, the Rockies, they're at home. The rest of
they finished with the Dodgers.
Dodgers
I don't know
home.
What the Dodgers have.
The Dodgers they've clinched a lot. They haven't clinched home field throughout the World Series.
They haven't played well, though.
They have not played well, but they're going to be lining up the rotation for the playoffs, so they're not going to have their best three starters. They're not going to throw this weekend. They're not going to throw Kershaw. They're lining them up, giving them a rest for the next week.
So if you're the manager, what's your advice to your team if you're Craig Counsell? And let me tell you, you're no Craig Counsell.
No, I am not.
No offense, Fireman Jim.
Win. That's it, man. Win. I mean, they've got to take it to it.
Yeah.
They're not playing terrible. I mean, their offense it came alive, but then they let Cincinnati creep back in. I mean, they were up by a lot. Then it became a one-run game. They'd get another lead, a bigger lead, then one run. The Reds, they've been playing the Brewers tough.
They're our El Guapo.
Man.
Right. They suck. The Reds stink. Look at their record. But, man, when we play them, it takes everything the Brewers have. To get by.
And I was looking at their lineup yesterday, and like 2 through 7 in their lineup all has at least 23 home runs. 2 through 7. I mean, that's a lot of home runs,
right.
But they're kind of like the Brewers who are living and dying with their home runs, and their pitching was just awful this year. I mean, at least our pitching, you know, performed a little bit, especially the bullpen, but their pitching was just not good. But their offense is, they're crushing home runs. It's like video game numbers. It really is. I mean, especially when you see Scooter Gennett. I mean, God bless him. But man, I look at his numbers, I'm like, what? Who is this guy?
Has he had two? What did he have? Second or third guy in the
majors?
Him
and like Lou Gehrig, had a four home run game and like four grand slams in one season.
Yeah, he and Lou Gehrig. Scooter Gennett and Lou Gehrig. Now, no offense to Scooter, because I like Scooter. He played hard while he was here.
Yes, he did. Nothing against Scooter
I was actually stunned when they let him go late in training camp.
Right. And he wouldn't have had these numbers in Milwaukee. He wouldn't have played as much in Milwaukee. I mean, Cincinnati is his kind of park for home runs, but. But that many home runs and RBIs, I mean, that's insanity.
Like you said, it's like video game numbers.
It really is. And Scooter Gennett, Lou Gehrig, I mean, that's both nice 30s names right there, right? Scooter should have been playing in the 30s with that
name.
Oh,
yeah, that's a perfect Depression-era name.
So the Reds today, the Reds tomorrow to finish off the homestand, finish off the home regular season. I think Fan Appreciation Night is tonight. And you can win a car. I think young Eric is headed off to the game to win a car. And then
headed off to win a car, not to see a game. I'm going to win a car.
Look at it; it's in the bag. And then we got that the rare 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon game to end the season. Usually the 1 o'clock game. So last chances now. I think there's free tickets for third. The Brewers, three of the Brewers bought like 7,500 tickets.
Braun?
I don't know if it's Pena. Yeah. I don't remember who did it, but yeah. I think starting 10 o'clock this morning, you can go online and first come, first serve for Thursday's game. So no excuse not to go. Play some hooky. Supposed to be a nice day out. You can head over to The Rock for some food trucks afterwards. Their last food trucks as well.
On Thursday, you're right. It is. Yeah. It's Food Truck Thursday.
Last one.
You and the Brewers shutting it all down about the same time.
And then you go watch, if you want to watch a Packer game. It's a whole day experience.
Holy crap. You're right. That's 3 o'clock for a game. Food trucks and then the Packer game. Yeah. You're right.
I just scheduled your day for you.
Could you imagine back when you were scheduling?
another job for you to do. Life planner.
Life planner. Because you're Thursday.
When you were setting up food truck night and you went, well, I guess we can probably take it into September. It might be a little chilly for those last couple of nights. It was chillier a few weeks ago when we were out there in August than it has been the last, 3 weeks on Thursday nights for food truck night at The Rock.
It was beautiful this last week. And I want to thank every show for my birthday party on Saturday. What a great time that was as well. Did you see the band?
Of course I saw it. Yeah. Okay. Five-card stud.
Five-card studs. Yep. Definitely a good time.
I was dancing.
What?
No, that's a lie.
So you don't dance. The Brewers could be dancing next week. That's what we're hoping for. I mean, it's even if they get to the wild card, they'll most likely be on the road. I mean, the odds of them tying are better than actually winning it outright.
That's a discussion we had earlier. If they tie, there'll be a one-game tiebreaker on Monday.
If they tie with
Monday.
The Rockies, and then I think the Rockies would come here because we beat them in the season series.
Is that what it is?
That's my guess.
And then if they win Monday, they would play
Tuesday's the American League wild card.
Okay.
Wednesday's the National League.
So there
wild
would
card.
Be a day off in
yes.
there. No, okay.
Unless there's a three-way tie. And that's chaos. I have no idea what happens then. I mean, our team's flying just to one city to play all three games. Are they going to be bouncing around the country depending on their head-to-head records?
I don't know.
What if they split all three of those games?
All I know is I'm just watching the Brewers. Can they get in? And the answer is yes, they can still.
I'd like
get
to
in.
See that happen. The chaos.
Brian says he likes the grind. He doesn't want any days off in there. He just wants to
keep playing.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to tax our pitching staff. You know, we know the luxury of lining things up, but who cares? We're here right now.
That might actually be in the Brewers' favor because they've been taxing their pitching squad all year. It's nothing new.
This month.
Right.
I mean, even though we thank God for the call-ups, or we'd be really in trouble with the pitching bullpen getting taxed that much. But you're right. They're working. Every game has been a playoff game to them. You know, they've been grinding it out. And so when they go to Colorado, wherever they end up doing, this is all bonus baseball. Being here right now, end of September, in a division hunt, in a wild card hunt.
If you had to guess, I mean, St. Louis is and Cincinnati division teams are always difficult to win those games. But if you had to guess, what are they going to do over the next five games? Five games. They have five to go.
Got to go 4-1.
They're actually 3-4 against the Reds so far this year.
That's not good. The Reds.
They lost three in a row to them. That's what I looked.
They had to have played at least 12.
Yeah, they played 19 with the Cubs. Yeah. They couldn't play 7 with the Reds.
Maybe 3-4 in this month, maybe. Because they play them at least two times here, two times there. Sometimes 2-3 actually.
Yeah. Okay. So no, not what do they have to do to get in? What do you think they'll do over the next five games?
I'm going to say 4-1. They're going to sweep Cincinnati. And then St. Louis, I mean, if they're still in it, even if they're not in it anymore, they're a spoiler. They don't want us to get in.
No, nobody wants anyone to get in. Nobody feels good and lays down for you at the end of the season.
No. Now, St. Louis is out of it in that last weekend. Are they going to rest some of their main guys and let some rookies get some action? That's probably going to happen.
This would probably be a better question for next week, but who's your MVP?
For the Brewers?
Yeah.
Man, they've had a lot of guys. I mean, Travis Shaw, he's performed. I mean, he's probably offensively. You know, him and Santana just really put the team on their shoulders offensively and carried it. You know, Jimmy Nelson, before he got hurt, he was our number one guy. Those are my MVPs.
What about Thame?
Thames?
Yeah.
He started out great. I mean, he still played well.
Still leads the team in home runs.
He still played. Yes, he did. But I think Shaw had the more clutch hits, clutch homers, way more RBIs. You know, I'd go with Shaw. And Santana. I mean, if we're Santana striking out 170 times this year, I mean, his 28 home runs, his RBIs are up there. He's had a monster season,
How about the pickups during the season? If we don't have Vogt right now, we're really screwed.
Oh, for sure. That's why our front office did a great job this year to be where we are right now. Council, I mean, he's going to get votes for manager of the year. Our front office, they rocked it. They really did. I mean, you cannot say this has been such a surprise this year. And fun. A fun season, which is not even over yet.
Walk us through that Thursday again.
Okay, tomorrow. Thursday, we're going to go to the Brewer game at 3. Get a free ticket this morning at 10. Go online, get your free ticket. Go to the Brewer game at 3.
Okay.
Leave the game by 6. Head over to the Rocks for some food trucks, some delicious grub for our last food truck. Then Boogie, well, you can go up to Lambeau if you, no, that would be a long
drive.
It's
a long drive, no.
Head home, head to your favorite watering hole, and watch Packer Bear game.
Yeah, there you go. There's your Thursday, all laid out by Life Planner Jim.
Welcome. 3 and 4 since the All-Star break. That's what I was
thinking. Oh, since the All-Star break. Okay.
Yeah. Well, they got to take it to him tonight.
Yeah.
Take it to him, Brewers.
Byron Jim, always wonderful to see you.
Thanks, Bob and Brian.